Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Aravel Garduno, the founder of ConsciousCreations.Earth, and she's going to speak with us about her unique handcrafted crystal skull jewelry and much, much more. And Aravel, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Matt. I'm so delighted to be here with you today.
So are we. Thank you so much for the time. And let's jump right in. Tell us about ConsciousCreations.Earth, how long you've been around, the company's mission, all that good stuff.
Handcrafted crystal skulls, conscious creations, they are intentionally made to heal, uplift, and powerfully transform humanity's consciousness. And actually, it was a culmination of over a decade of work and service with crystal and consciousness healing work that I segued into after 25 years of working in the jewelry business. So what I did was I began to take the time after 25 years of selling jewelry in the superficial way and instead go dive back into myself and began my personal healing and transformational journey that lasted over 10 years to discover what gems lie deep within my being and awareness. And one of the discoveries that I had was that I was a conscious medium. Once I took the time out to discover and find out who I was. And another one was that I was a healer and very much connected to the mineral kingdom, specifically the crystalline energies and lineages. And in over 10 years of working with them specifically and in a very focused way, I've come back a year ago to honor that part of me and to bring that through in these conscious creations that I make, which are with the mineral kingdom and specifically with the crystal skull, and incorporating them in pieces that I now make with my hand and that are inspired by my own connection and my own excitement.
That's excellent. So tell us a little bit more about the handcrafted crystal skulls, if you will, and why they're special. It sounds like it was a pretty incredible journey for you to get to this point, kind of a self-discovery. But, handcrafted crystal skulls seem very unique. You know, tell us why they're so special.
Okay, I will. So these creations were inspired out of my sensitivity to returning to the city life as a different person after 10 years. I realized that in my time out, being in the hustle bustle of the city, because the jewelry industry and the jewelry manufacturing that I was part of for 25 years was in the city, in Los Angeles. So after realizing, coming back in, that my system had been stripped away from layers and layers and layers of conditioning, I had to do something. When that inspiration emerged for me and I organically returned to my jewelry passion after 10 years ago, a year ago I returned, and I found that I only wanted to partake in creating and designing conscious jewelry this time around. And because I had to do something to cope with the thicker, denser city energy that most people are not aware of or even feel, I needed something that could assist my transformed, sensitive physical body to adapt where there was limited nature. So I began making a crystal skull line that was intended to support, heal, and keep. First of all, it was my energy. So that I could keep it integral. But when I designed this, and when I even to this day continuously get inspired to make the conscious creations, what I did was I consciously handcrafted crystal jewelry that adorned my wrist, my neck. I made crystal skull rings, earrings, and not only for myself, but for anyone else who's empathic and sensitive, to assist them and myself to keep the vibratory frequency and vibration to the highest level so that the lower energies that are amongst us, this is in the non-physical way, that they don't even come close to our field and keeps us integral and in the energies of joy and love. So in doing this and doing it every day, I came up with a name for my own personal use of the crystal skull jewelry, and it's crystal skull gear. I personally don't leave home without them.
Awesome. You know, along those lines about your name, you know, obviously your website is consciouscreations.earth. So somehow along the line, you found a .earth domain, or you secured it and then hosted and created your website. What made you decide to use a .earth domain name?
May I jump before one thing before I answer that question? Just
sure.
Because it's part of it? Okay. Well, I have been a lover of nature, especially rocks, since a little girl. And so much so that I forewent going to the Air Force Academy, which I was approved to go to as a teenager, graduate from high school, to become a pilot, that my father strongly suggested me to do. And instead, I went to GIA, which is Gemological Institute of America, to learn about what most fascinated me, which was diamonds and gems at that time. But after a successful 25-year as a fine jeweler business store owner, I felt empty and lost and had to find out who I really was. So I took the time out of my career and dove into the deep healing journey, which I spoke about earlier, and discovered my inner jewels that are now emerging and being expressed through my current love of creating conscious jewelry. So that leads me to your question. When I saw that .earth as an option, I was beyond delighted, because my work is inclusive of Mother Earth. And this decade has been a journey of the connection, not only to myself, but to the earth. And I realized that it was one and the same. So my natural coming back to doing this work again, I mean, 25 years is a long time to do the work unconsciously, and coming back to incorporate the conscious awareness that everything is one and everything is connected to each other. .earth incorporates this awareness and truth. And it happened to be the missing piece to the name that arose in this chapter of my life. And .earth was that piece. And so I'm just ecstatic with it. It rings true for me in the depth of my being. And so I'm very honored to have the name, and responsibly, and in honor and in excitement and delight that I have it. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a great answer there. Thank you so much for that. And really excited to hear your passion for it too. Clearly, we're very passionate about it on our end, but thank you so much for those insights. That's awesome. And you know, tell us, what does the future hold for Conscious Creations .earth?
Conscious Creations .earth is a transformational jewel tool that is what is actually directing how they want to reach the people and that are searching them out. I say that because crystals have consciousness, and they direct me and they guide me. And so I see a successful online business that reaches a worldwide community. And this crystal line, or maybe lines, will be carried in selected stores or individuals, and specifically marketed through search engines, social media platforms, as well as private showings. And they'll play a vital role as these pieces do their work, both on the people who wear them, as well as their communities. And so I'm excited to spearhead that on and just to be a servant of the mineral kingdom, to bring it out to the communities and to the people and to everyone who is on that journey of growth and transformation and wants and seeks that support and that upliftment and that vibration and frequency, which is the vibration of unconditional love. And that's what the crystals are. Yes. Thank you.
That is awesome. You know, Aravel, this has been a wonderful podcast. I really, really appreciate your insights here today. Is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed before we sign off?
Well, when one fills themselves up with light, the light takes up space energetically in the field and acts as another way to keep our frequency and vibration high. And these beautiful creations assist one to do that. And so I'm, like I said, just the steward of them and excited to bring them to as many people as want to connect to them. Thank you.
That's excellent. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices Dot Earth podcast interview with Aravel Garduno, the founder of ConsciousCreations.Earth. And Aravel was kind enough to share some insights about her very unique handcrafted crystal skull jewelry and much more. And Aravel, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. Really appreciate it.